AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. You'd likely get a tax cut under the tax deal worked out by Republicans in Congress. President Trump hopes to sign a bill next week, assuming Congress passes it.
We stand on the verge of a new economic miracle.
But Senator Bernie Sanders, a one-time Democratic candidate for president, says,
at a time of massive income and wealth inequality, you don't give 62% of the benefits to the top 1%. That is pretty absurd. So I think if the Democrats regain control of the House and the Senate, I think a top item on the agenda would be to undo this damage.
The Democrats will gain a seat in the Senate now that Doug Jones won a stunner of a special election in Alabama. But the embattled Roy Moore isn't conceding, saying in a video statement this morning,
we are indeed in a struggle to preserve our republic, our civilization, and our religion, and to set free a suffering humanity. And the battle rages on.
Senator-elect Doug Jones says it's time for Roy Moore to give up.
Well, I understand the frustration a little bit. It is a close race, but I'd say, look, it's time to move on.
Doug Jones on the Today Show this morning just announced Disney is buying a big chunk of 21st Century Fox. This $52 billion deal includes film and television studios, cable and international TV businesses. Former Apprentice star Omarosa, a White House communications director, reportedly was escorted off the grounds of the executive mansion after resigning her job. She reportedly was about to be fired when she resigned. The Russian President Vladimir Putin says accusations of President Trump's collusion with Russia are damaging the political system in the U.S. and show disrespect for those who voted for Mr. Trump. He says the accusations are being spread by Trump's political opponents. This is AP Radio News. A Kentucky lawmaker accused of assault has apparently killed himself.
Kentucky State Representative Dan Johnson, who was facing sexual assault allegations, has committed suicide. Bullitt County Sheriff Donnie Tinnell says the 57-year-old Johnson shot himself on a bridge in Mount Washington, Kentucky. On Monday, the Kentucky Center for Investigative Reporting published an account from a woman who alleges Johnson sexually assaulted her in the basement of his home in 2013. Monday night, Johnson posted a message on Facebook saying PTSD was a sickness that will take my life. I cannot handle it any longer. Last year, Johnson compared President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama to monkeys in Facebook posts. I'm Mike Rossia.
Producer and filmmaker Morgan Spurlock has confessed in an online post to sexual harassment and infidelity and says a woman once accused him of rape in college. He's best known for the documentary Supersize Me. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.